We are Free Radio. I'm Dan Morrissey, and my guest is Professor Green.
Easy. How you doing, mate?
I'm very good, thank you very much. How are you?
Good, very well, thank you.
Are you Professor or Stephen?
Professor Green.
How does it work with real
Stephen,
names?
Stephen, words we probably can't say on
okay,
the radio.
Okay, we won't use any of those ones. Okay, well, welcome back to the West Midlands.
Thank you.
I was very excited to read that actually it all started for you because of a Brummie. Mike Skinner from The Streets discovered you first out, didn't he?
He was one of, yeah, so I was already battling. Which is when you take the mickey out of your opponent and make it rhyme.
Like 8 Mile.
Yes, kind of, yeah. It's probably most people's reference. And he saw me battle at Jump Off and then wanted to take me on his tour. It was the 10 Rounds tour he was doing at the time, just after Dry Your Eyes, Mate, when he was doing arenas, and have me battle people from every local city on every step of the tour.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which I did, which was mad. And then I ended up signed to his record label and we made some songs.
That's all thanks to a Brummie. And now it's all come full circle. You're back here.
I am.
And you're doing Free Radio Live at the Genting Arena in a couple of weeks' time.
Yep.
Which is very exciting. This is a big gig. This is like 15,000 people.
And it will be 15,000 people. It's sold out as well, isn't it?
It has sold out, yeah.
Well,
it's going to be absolutely... Well, thank you very much. I did it all myself. do these big gigs... Do you get a bit nervous by these things? Because like they're kind of...
Nah.
The battles are quite small things. They're in small, more intimate clubs,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, of course. But I've done gigs, everything from, you know, sort of 50 people up to... I supported the Stone Roses. That was 75,000 people.
Okay, so this is somewhere in between. So
yeah,
you can handle this.
It's all, the thing is, when there's so many people, it's always the same thing. You always kind of just pick a few people out and perform to them. You can't possibly see everyone.
Do you have to do the imagining naked
the
thing?
No.
It's a lot of naked people. That's probably not going to help, is it?
And trust me, there's some people in the audience you wouldn't want to imagine naked. Okay,
well, not in our audience. What are you suggesting? How dare you? We vet them all for on the way. you're quite well known for your collaborations. You've done Lily Allen, you've done Emily Sandé, Mr. Probs. There's going to be a lot of people wandering around backstage at this thing.
Yeah.
You've got some amazing vocalists like Dua Lipa, Louisa Johnson.
Dua's wicked. She goes out with a friend of mine, Isaac.
Does she?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you met her?
We've got a mutual friend. Do you know what? We must have crossed paths at some point.
I'm just suggesting that maybe like behind the scenes there might be a few meetings going on. You could like hook up with some people for some future songs, that kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe. That's kind of how stuff happens. I prefer it when it happens like organically, you know what I mean? You bump into someone, you say hello, have a little chinwag, realise that the other person's all right, you get on and then end up in the studio. I prefer that rather
I think they sometimes work better that way. Sometimes you can tell that people have been put together like by people up high.
Yeah.
And there's kind of a big phone book of like rappers and a big phone book of singer-songwriters and they just sort of squeeze together. But
I prefer not to do it like that. I like it when it's organic.
Your new tune, One Eye on the Door, is out now. Really good.
Thank you. One Eye on the Door was something that my publicist used to say that I had. She was my publicist then. She's my friend now, Phoebe Sinclair. During my first album cycle, I was single for the most part.
Yeah.
And I saw a couple of people and I'd be like, nah, Phoebe, it's serious with this one. And she goes, sod off, Green. Still got One Eye on the Door.
Yeah.
And I was like, I like that. I'm going to turn that into a song one day. But the concept of this song is a little bit different. It's about when you meet that fork in the road, when you've gone out, you've had a couple of pints and you should go home to the person at home. But your mates are going, come on, just stay for one more.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never just one more, is it?
Peer pressure.
Never just one more. And then you end up getting back at silly o'clock with your tail between your legs going, I'm really sorry, I'll never do it again until next weekend.
So it's kind of a great example of how honest and real your lyrics are, though.
Yeah, man.
Everyone can relate to all
of
these.
Do you know
what?
I think it's one of those songs which is, that's been the one thing that everyone's picked up on. There's been so much like stuff on Twitter from girls and guys. It's not gender specific, you know what I mean? Going, yep, that was me last week. Going over my tail between my legs. Yeah. You know, people going, you're describing every weekend of my life.
Yeah, we've all stayed out a little bit too long.
We've all been there.
Like,
it's something.
At a weird time
it's
and
all
go,
innocent. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's well, you know, it's normally innocent.
Okay. It's quite kind of tongue in cheek as well, though.
Yeah,
you're quite cheeky with your lyrics.
Yeah, like, and it's good to be back. You know, I think like with Lullaby and Read All About It, there's a lot of seriousness around those songs because of the subjects that they tackled, and then with the documentaries as well, there's been a lot of seriousness around Professor Green and. I just wanted to come back and have a bit of fun.
I've watched a few of your documentaries. The Dangerous Dogs one most recently was like a fascinating watch. And kind of, they're all quite personal subjects to you though, aren't they? They're quite well...
I've been really, really lucky, man. That the BBC have just let me concentrate on things that I actually care about, which has made it easier for me because after the success of the first couple of documentaries, I got all these offers to do all these crazy subjects.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I can't, if I don't have a genuine interest in them, then it's not, you know, I don't want to just be paid to present information.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. I want to do things that I care about, and they've been really good at letting me do that.
Are there going to be more in the future? You've got some more subjects lined up that we can hear about?
I have. I can't tell you what we're filming about, but we're filming two simultaneously, and I'm trying to juggle the music as well.
Right.
And the music being the priority means that, there's not enough hours in the day, mate, but I'm not complaining.
It's busy times.
It's really, really good at the moment.
Okay. How easy is it these days to make it as a rapper? Obviously, you've done quite well. You've even crossed over into the kind of mainstream pop world.
Yeah.
That must be still quite difficult, is it?
We'll see what the single does, won't we?
Okay. Sounding quite good and looking quite good at the moment, from what I can tell.
Thank you. No, the response has been really, really good. And you never know. Whether or not you've had a break like I have or not, every song is its own beast, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes you might love a song and people just don't. But this time around, touch wood, the response so far is really good.
Fingers crossed. Because the problem is, in the mainstream, there isn't really an obvious route into the industry. You have to work hard in the background and do all that stuff. There's no X Factor, there's no Pop Idol, there's no The Voice.
Well, you say that, and then we have the first rapper on, I don't know if she is the first, but we have a rapper on X Factor, don't we? Would you call her a rapper?
I don't know. Would you call her a rapper?
I don't know. I'm getting enough over all this, so I'm just going to... I'm going to bite my tongue. Yeah, right.
It feels like if someone was to go on X Factor or whatever as a rapper, they wouldn't get very far unless they're kind of taking the mick out of it.
Kind of, and I don't really appreciate her taking the mickey out of it. I don't think a lot of people do. It's a weird one, isn't it? Because I think it would be impossible for a rapper to go on there and do well, because the whole thing about rap is you tell your story and you use your lyrics. You don't have someone else write for you yet. The whole premise of the show is to go, the format of the show is to go on there and perform other people's songs.
Yeah.
Before you release
your own
music.
It's a mistake to go on those shows and go, I just want to perform my own material and turn up with a guitar, I suppose, isn't it?
Well,
it's just not going to...
It's not going to... Well, and it's not what people want. It's not what's successful each week. So I don't think it's the right show for rappers.
Could there be like a rap battle version, do you think? I mean, you've got your telly contacts now.
I don't think so.
Somewhere between lip sync battle and X Factor book for rappers, maybe.
I don't know. I don't think so, man. Talking of lip sync, though, I hope there's another season.
I heard there was going to be.
I hope there is, right round the corner.
That looks really fun to make.
It's a giggle, man. Working with Mel's wicked as well.
Yeah.
How did I land the job presenting a TV show of a Spice Girl?
I don't know.
You know, when life just throws weird things at you.
In a few recent interviews, you've said things that have annoyed other fans of other artists. We won't go into specifics, but how do you deal with the kind of wrath of fandoms?
Oh, it's hilarious, because you read... like headlines, and then you read what's in the article and you realise that even if the headline is in speech marks, it's not actually been said by me.
Yeah.
So it's just been
made up. They've said it.
Yeah.
In quotation marks.
Exactly, yeah. And people aren't actually, I don't know, are they capable of reading an entire article? I don't know. Maybe a few words is all their tiny brains can handle.
I don't know if making news out of one tweet or an Instagram post.
And things are always taken out of context as well. It's not really news. There's a lot going on in the world. It's a bit more serious than any of that.
I guess it's a distraction, isn't it? But as long as you can brush it off.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, water off the duck's back. I grew up battle rapping, didn't I? People used to say much worse things about me then.
Yeah, of course. Well, you need to find some old footage and find some things that will really get you. I really don't know how it works. I guess you must have your notifications turned off. How do celebrities deal with Twitter?
I don't know, man. Because I just make music, innit? All that celebrity stuff, I kind of got dragged into that world.
Nonsense.
Yeah, and I'm now trying to just take a step back from it.
Awesome. Just concentrate on the tunes.
Yes, the music. And you know what a good thing is, though? Like, for as long as people are talking about something that's said in a song or what a song relates to, at least they're talking about the music.
Yeah.
And I think that's been the problem the last couple of years. There was no music to balance it out. That is not happening again.
Okay. Well, you're back. The new single.
Yeah.
One Eye on the Door. New album?
Sometime, yeah.
Come on.
Sometime.
You must know.
Well, do you know what? It's just such a different, like, everything's changed. The dynamic in how you can just release things. Like, I can write a record and put it out in a week pretty much if I want to, if I like it. So having that kind of freedom and just being able to play both sides, you know, I still like to make street records. The first song I put out was Back on the Market. Which I started writing when I was free of my record deal with Virgin. But then by the time it came out, I'd already signed to Sony, so I was no longer back on the market. But that was a bit of a harder record, which, you know, some of the commercial stations won't have played and people won't have heard, but has dealt with my core audience, because I have to still be able to show
keep them
off
happy
a little.
As well. Yeah.
Well, I've got to make myself happy. I've got to be able to show off a little bit of my bars, you know what I mean?
I quite like that the EP has made a comeback, because that's quite a good way of releasing just a handful of things. Like, this is what I'm doing now. Just wait a couple of months and I'll do even more.
And it makes it so much better for me as an artist than for, I'm sure, for other artists who do the same thing, because it keeps it more current.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than, like, you know, when you make an album, it takes you a year and a half and you've sat on all those songs for all that time. And also, if I disappeared for another 2 years now to try and come back then, God knows.
Oni G would take over.
Oni G.
Nightmare. Professor Green, thank you so much for coming in. I look forward to the new album. I cannot wait to see you at Free Radio
Live. Thank you, bro.
Which will be a taster of the stuff.
Yeah.
Good. Good to see you. Cheers.
Maybe Honey G will take my place.
We've got to be careful.
Oh, can you imagine?